inshallah, that we will speak on Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. It's so interesting, the stories of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, her biography. And of course, again, time does not permit to go into the details. I have spoken about her previously. I think it was in a masjid. We spoke in detail. Nonetheless, her name is Fatima. She has two titles, Zahra. That's why many times, Fatima Zahra. So many girls keep the name Fatima Zahra. Perfect. No, nothing wrong in that. Fatima Zahra. Zahra was a title given to her. Or sometimes, she was given the title as Batul, which means cut off. And this is referred, she's referred to this title of Batul because her merits and virtues were such that she surpassed the other women of this world and was thereby cut off from them. She had gone very far ahead. Or another meaning was that she was cut off from everything and everybody else apart from Allah. Her ta'aluk was only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Zahra means beauty, splendor, purity. So she had this beauty, internal beauty, the splendor and purity. Now there are differences of opinion amongst the historians exactly when she was born. Some say 5 years before Nabiya Kareem Sam became a Nabi. In other words, Nabiya Kareem Sam was 35 years old when Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was born. And some say no, only 2 years before he became a Nabi. That means when he was 37 years old, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was born. She was the youngest of Rasulullah Sam's daughters. And we mentioned Zainab was the eldest radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Zainab, then Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, then Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, and then Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She's married to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha, second year after Hijrat. Here again, difference of opinion, exactly what her age was. Some say she was plus minus 15 years old. Some say she was approximately 18 years old. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anha, he's in his early 20s. Some say he was 25. Some say he was less than 25. Some say he was more than 25. So we say plus minus 25 years old. And she was plus minus 18, between 15 to 18 years of age. And we have spoken about her marriage and the nikah of Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala previously. Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala had 3 sons and 2 daughters. Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and Muhsin radiallahu ta'ala. Daughters, she kept her daughter's name the same as her sisters, Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala and Zainab radiallahu ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lineage did not continue from any of his children apart from Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha's children. That's how we got Sayyids. Muhsin radiallahu ta'ala, he passed away in infancy. Umm Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, we find in her life, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anha proposes for her, he gets married to her, and she's the only reason I want to get married to her, to be in the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. And Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, her daughter Zainab, was married to Abdullah bin Ja'far radiallahu ta'ala anha. My respected mothers and elders, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha went to great qurbani in her life. Remember, she is the daughter of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabiya Kareem loved her so much. When he visits her, she stands up from her place, he kisses her on her forehead, and she puts him on her chair or her wherever she was on her bed. When she'll visit him, he'll stand up for her, she'll kiss him, and he'll put her either on her right or on her left. After a battle, first he go to the masjid, 2 rakat salat, see to the sahaba, and then the very first person from the family, he'll go to his beloved daughter's house first. Who is Fatima? She's the mother of Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma. And who is Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma? When Nabi Karim looked at these two, he said, Hadhani ibnaya wa ibna ibnati, these are my sons, my grandsons. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. فَأَحِبَّهُمَا. Oh Allah, I love these two grandsons of mine. Oh Allah, you love them. وَأَحِبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّهُمَا. Oh Allah, you love all those people who love them. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala sees the beginning of Nubuwat. She sees the early stages of Islam. She sees the persecution her father undergoes. She sees Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayyid taking the camel's intestine and placing on her father's back in sajda. Young little girl, she goes there running, tries to pull with all effort to pull this intestine of the camel away from the back of a father whilst he is in sajda, in front of the Kaaba, and all the Quraysh, the leaders, they begin to laugh and mock at her. She goes through all this pain. She sees her father being beaten. She sees her father being almost choked by a shawl, which Uqba bin Abi Mu'ayth began to pull towards himself. She underwent all these sacrifices. Little girl, imagine she also was in the valley of Abu Talib, Shi'b Abi Talib, at the time of boycott. 3 years she spent in there. And when did the boycott take place? 7th year of Nubuwat. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 47 years old at that time. And if Fatima radhiyallahu was 2 years when Nabi Kareem became a Nabi, so you add 7 to that. She was a young girl of 8 to 9 years old. She also goes through hunger. And imagine after the boycott, what happens? Her mother, her beloved mother, Khadija radhiyallahu passes away. She got nobody else. Other sisters are all married. That little masoom child, her father is so busy the entire day. What she goes through? My respected mothers and elders, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha was so beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So beloved that before he passes away, or in fact, I'd rather say it this way, this point came to me this morning, that in the time of in Makkah, before Hijrat, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi, as you recall, he called the various tribes, Ya Bani Fir, Ya Bani Abdul Manaf, that you unqidu anfusakum minan nar, save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, worship Allah, obey Allah, believe in Allah. He gave them da'wah, and then he even called his Fatima. He called his auntie, Aunt Safiya. Oh Safiya, you are my auntie. I love you dearly. I'm your nephew. But listen, on the day of Qiyamah, you're going to save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. He tells his daughter Fatima, young age, tarbiyat is made of his daughter. Fatima, anqidhi nafsaki minan nar. I'm your father. Sa'abulluha bibilaliha. This relationship you have, I will keep this relationship. I'm your father. What do you mean you want from dunya? I'll help you. I'll give it to you. Akhirat, you're going to save your own self. He makes a tarbiyat. Comes the day, before he passes away, his wives are sitting around him, and there's Fatima also. He calls his beloved Fatima. He whispers something into her ear. She begins to cry. Then he says something else into her ear. And all other wives are there, but they do not know what's being whispered. And then she smiles. Sayyidina Aisha says, what is it? She begs Fatima, radiallahu anha, tell me what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said. I cannot tell you. It's a secret between father and daughter. My father gave me this secret. When Nabi Kareem passed away, Aisha Radhiyam said, listen to me, I'm like your mother, tell me quickly now. She says, okay, the first time, my beloved father told me, listen, looks like I'm leaving this world now. And I'm going to pass away. So she began to cry. Then he whispered into my ears, aren't you happy? You'll be the leader of the woman in Jannah. Sayyidatu Nisa'il Jannah. And that made me smile. Imagine, she made that qurbani, and what basharat she got. Fatima radiallahu anha, such a simple life. There's no food. She's no food. Nabi Kareem from hearing the sobbing and crying of Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhu. And he tells his sahabi, go and see what's happening. Please tell him if he keep quiet. But still, they are crying. Why? Nabi Kareem from goes himself. Fatima, what's the matter? He sees that she also has got no food to eat. No food at all. Look at our condition. We waste so much of food. Look at our walimas. Look at our nikahs. When are we going to realize, my respected young daughters and sisters, please mothers, listen. If your nikah is taking place, insist nicely. Tell them we don't want those cards. We don't want those hall weddings. We want barakat in our nikahs. The ummah is parishan because of our doings. Nobody seems to bother. Nobody wants to listen. We have nice khatams. Khatam al-Quran and during the week and mendi and celebrations and we violate the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spend Allah's rahmat to come. Impossible. May Allah forgive us. May Allah open our eyes now. Fatima radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi Kareem from sees her stomach being pressed to her back. And the time comes when Sayyidina Ali says, oh Fatima, I heard your beloved father has got some ghosts that have come. Please go and ask him. I've related this incident many times. For those sisters who haven't heard, respected mothers and elders, make me maaf. We have already passed the time. Just a few minutes more. And she goes, it's late part of the night, knocks on her father's door. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made out it was his Fatima's knocking. She makes salam. He replies, "What is it, my Fatima? What has brought you here tonight so late?" She says, "This is the problem. We've got no food. I've got no servant. We need something. We heard you've got some goats. Please, can you give us something?" Nabi Kareem says, "Yes, I can give you 5 goats that I've received now from the huge flock that has come. But listen, oh Fatima, Jibreel sallallahu alaihi wasallam has come to me. He said, I will teach you these 4 words if you wish, Fatima. Ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, ya arham al-rahimin. Take these 5 words, or take these 5 goats, whichever one you wish." She chose with these 5 words. She goes back to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. He's hungry. Fatima, ma waraak, what have you brought? She says, I have left your home to bring dunya, but I brought to you akhirat. Sayyidina Ali was so happy. Sayyidina Ali was not like us, the men of today. We become angry for little petty issues. There's the incident. Once she goes, she needs a servant to help her. There's blisters on her hands. The strap makes marks on her shoulders. She goes and does all the household chores. She wanted one khadima, one servant. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No, I cannot give you. When my ashab is sufa, they've got no food to eat. How can I give you something?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells Fatima, "Tari tijam subhanallah, tari tijam alhamdulillah, tari fortan Allahu akbar." Read this every day after every salat and at night before you go to sleep. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, "Allah's qasam, we did so. Every day we should read, every night." Somebody asks, even the battle of Siffin, the big war that took place. Sayyidina Ali says, "Even that night of Siffin, I did not forget this tasbih which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taught Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha." And Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, before she passed away, then she had called Asma radiallahu ta'ala anha. She was so worried about her hijab, that her body, the appearance, must not be manifest to the Sahaba. They must not see the shape of her body, even after she passes away. So when ghusl will be given, and kafan will be given, and the Sahaba has to carry her, they might see the type of a body, a framework that she has. She was even concerned about that. So she tells Asma, "What am I going to do?" Asma Radhina says, "No, when I went to Abyssinia, I showed that they built a coffin, and she made this straw-like or wooden-like structure for her. It is made, and she tells them, 'Listen, give me ghusl in the night when I pass away, and get me buried. Don't wait for the morning for the men to carry my janaza.'" Exactly that she was buried when she passed away. Sayyidina Ali Radhina was present there, and janaza, everything is done. It is mentioned in the kitabs I've read that on the day of Qiyamah, it will be said, "Ya Ahl al-Mahshar, O people of Qiyamah, O those who assemble on the plains, and the entire mankind, Allah will address the men, 'Ghuddu absarakum, lower your gaze, fa inna Fatimata binta Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tamurru.'" Because why? Fatima, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wishes to go past. So all of you must look down now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept her honor even the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept her izzat even in the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the true understanding of all these lessons. Otherwise we just come, we listen, and there's no change in our lives. Allah forgive me first. May Allah bless Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha and all the other wives of Rasulullah sallam and daughters and children and the Ahlul Bayt and every single Sahabi. Do not be beguiled by the Shias. They will only talk about Ahlul Bayt, and they will work on everybody's emotions. We love every single Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.